I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Thank you for tuning in today. I want to mention here at the outset of the show that today's listener question deals with a sensitive topic. The caller has struggled with an eating disorder and is now going through recovery. So I want to mention that, but I also want to say I really admire and respect her bravery in calling in. The question, which you'll hear in a moment, is how to serve others who've had the same struggle or going through something similar, and she'll get a little bit more specific in her question. But as a natural storyteller, our caller has noticed some things she'd like to highlight and is trying to figure out the best way to do it. So how might a person go about deciding the best format or medium for such a project? And is there an obvious money-making angle from it? Because here on Side Hustle School, we are primarily interested in for-profit projects. It doesn't mean there can't also be a social good component to it. It doesn't mean that you can't do something else in your life that has nothing to do with making money. That's just the filter that I approach the programming of our show with. So I thought about that for a while before deciding on the answer that I'll share with you. So hopefully we'll come up with something helpful for her, but you might have an idea yourself as well. And that's what it's all about, kind of sharing these different ideas and workshopping through potential solutions, potential product services, how to take a message, share it with the world through the form of something that might be for sale or at least is helping you build your brand as an authority or whatever the case may be. All right, so the question is, what's the best way to share personal stories of recovery? That detailed question and my answer is coming up in just 30 seconds.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, Chris. This is Kit, and I'm from Chicago. I've been reading your books and listening to your podcasts for probably 4 or 5 years now. I'm a natural storyteller. I have a lot of funny stories from travel experiences or from random research deep dives I've done about historical or scientific topics, usually obscure and macabre, but entertaining. Most recently, though, I entered treatment for an eating disorder at an age that's much older than most of my peers and even the staff. I found that recovery has been a new source of so many unusual experiences that are shared among eating disorder survivors, but rarely written about or expressed. So I've learned that eating disorder survivors really are a neglected community. So I would like to share my stories, my experiences, and the things that I've learned along the way in an educational, dark, funny, ultimately helpful way, but I can't decide on the best format for stories. YouTube, podcasts, blogs all seem like really crowded arenas. So what format would you advise for a storytelling-based side hustle? Thanks so much.
Kit, thank you so much for the call. Thank you for listening. Thanks for being out there. And as I mentioned at the beginning, I really appreciate and admire and respect your bravery. So let us focus here on a couple of things. This question you had here, I made a note, eating disorder survivors really are a neglected community. So how can you find them? You know, I guess I would often talk about being really tightly focused here and like finding your niche and all that kind of thing. I would actually cast more of a wide net for something like this because people are in different stages of life and struggle. You know, Kit mentions in her question, you know, that she felt like she was a bit older than some typical, you know, people who've had this experience. I wonder if there are other people with this struggle who, you know, also feel like they're different or excluded or some way, or, you know, either had this same shared story or their story was a bit different, and they are seeking, you know, that sense of belonging and you know, a shared narrative, right? So I would cast more of a wide net. And if, you know, if you were doing it on YouTube or a newer medium like TikTok, for example, that might be ideal because those platforms are very good at targeting users, like as we all know. In some cases, they're able to target users, you know, who, you know, the other people, their friends, their family don't even know that they have a particular issue, but somehow, you know, these algorithms kind of figure it out, which is a whole other kind of topic. But the point is, even though you feel like it's a crowded space, it might not be so crowded, you know, for what you're trying to teach. So my sense is if you're comfortable with video, if you're willing to try, if you're willing to experiment with these forms of media, something like that might be best. And Kit seems very enthusiastic and outgoing and, you know, like she is a natural storyteller, as mentioned. So as for the business side of things, like, okay, that money-making idea, well, I'm not actually immediately sure what that is here. I think it's important to refer people with serious conditions to qualified medical and mental health professionals. Let's just say that. But I also think that focusing on the brand and the community building aspect, again, you know, the storytelling format, trying to bring people together and hopefully provide support in that way, it might be more important anyway. It might be more important than whatever the immediate money-making aspect of it is. And maybe at some point there can be a book or a podcast or a, you know, online membership community or something else. So to wrap up, I do hope you share those stories. Hope you find a good medium for that. Let us know what you choose so we can report back to our community. Thank you again for the question. Listeners, if you have a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them throughout the year, along with updates from listeners as they launch their projects. I'm so excited about this, all the fun and meaningful things that people are making. Let me know what you're doing so I can share it with as many people as I know. All right, I'm going to sign off for today, but I will be back tomorrow. I hope you will be as well. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.